What are you doing? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down. Black or white.
Legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You just crossed over into.
The things that this show has called him, this approach is, I guess it's kind of like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
And now it's time for Donald J. Trump and the Big Beautiful Wall. There once was a president named Donald J. Trump. Donald loved to build things, like skyscrapers and an angry fan base. But the one thing he never got to build was a big, beautiful wall. The country said it was a bad idea that wasted money, and that made Donald mad. So that night before bed, he kneeled and prayed.
Dear Colonel Sanders, I wish for the biggest, most beautiful wall for my border.
The next morning, he woke up and turned on Fox News. And there it was, a brand new wall on the border. Donald flew on Air Force One to meet it. And when he got there, he couldn't believe his eyes. The wall was 20 feet high, hundreds of miles long. Steel, but concrete. Solid, but slats. Donald hugged the wall and exclaimed,
"Hello, my big, beautiful wall. Will you be my best friend?"
"Of course,"
said the wall.
"We will be best friends and go on many adventures. Hop on!"
So Donald jumped on the wall's back, and off they flew.
"Let's go fight the Great Wall of China,"
said Trump. The wall laughed.
"I can't go there. I have to fight crime here in America. I have a better idea,"
said the wall as it turned on its side and dipped down into the Rio Grande River.
"I could be the world's biggest water slide."
"Whee!"
Donald exclaimed as he slid down into the water.
"Oh, no. Oh, I forgot I can't swim. Help me, wall,"
shouted Donald. But the wall couldn't help him and flew away.
"Sorry, Donald. I'm off to stop refugee children from crossing the border."
As Donald flailed in the water, he woke up, flailing in bed. Was it all a dream? Donald quickly turned on Fox News and saw that there was no big, beautiful wall. Sad. So Donald took an executive time nap so he could once more go on adventures with his best friend, the wall, in his dreams.
You know, according to the Washington Post, since taking office, Donald Trump has now made more than 10,000 false or misleading public statements.
You can't hide your lying eyes, and your smile is a thin disguise. I thought by now you'd realize there ain't no way to hide your lying eyes.
President Trump has officially told over 10,000 lies. Or as he says, "That's right, I've told over 1 million lies." You realize how crazy this is, right? If you average it out, this means Trump has told an average of 12 lies every single day of his presidency. That's a ridiculous number. Like, if Trump was Pinocchio, he could probably tell you what it smells like in China. That's how far that is.
My nose! What's happened?
Perhaps you haven't been telling the truth?
Perhaps.
Oh, but I have. Every single word. Oh, please help me. I'm awful sorry.
You see, a lie keeps growing and growing until it's as plain as the nose on your face.
She's right. You better come clean.
I'll never lie again. Honest, I won't.
Please, Your Honor.
I know all politicians bend the truth, but Trump clearly has no relationship with the truth. Like, if he sees truth on the street, he's probably like, and you are...
You can't hide.
He's not just a pathological liar. He is now a mythological liar. And this is a staggering statistic. Trump managed to rack up 171 false or misleading claims in 3 days between Thursday of last week and Saturday. That averages 57 lies a day. And the lies are picking up steam. It took him 9 months to rack up the first 5,000 lies. The next 5,000 only took 7 months. If his lies were like on the stock market, it'd be like buying Apple at $10 a share. And the best part, I think, of when he lies is when he lies and then follows the lie with the words, it's true.
They say, Mr. President, congratulations on what you've done with this country. It's true.
Republicans have unleashed the greatest economic comeback in American history. It's true.
What the hell does Russia have to do with my campaign? It's true.
Democrats have become the party of crime.
It's true.
You know, in California, if you shoot a bald eagle, they put you in jail for 5 years. And yet the windmills wipe them all out. It's true. It's true. It's true.
It's true. You know, and it's true.
Ah, oh, it's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true. It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
But it's true.
It's true.
And it's true.
It's true. Actually, that's true. That's actually good.
Yeah. All right. So congratulations to our great misleader, President Donald J. Trump, on this remarkable achievement.
My eyes are fully open to the new administration and the method to the madness of a Trump prevarication. If a single lie is told when other things are full of virtue, then the lie has more exposure and the lie can really hurt you. But if you tell a million lies and everything is phony, then you normalize a pattern of perpetual baloney. And everyone to know a lie is only clever patter. In the end, you got it made and all the lying doesn't matter. 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 Matter, 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 matter. You lied about attendance at your own inauguration, and you lied by saying Yemen was a perfect operation. Putting Bowling Green and Sweden in your fib encyclopedia, and if a paper calls you out, you blame the lying media. Mexico was never gonna pay for the construction of a wall that only leads to our economy's destruction. And you want another person's head up on a planet, but your brain is really good, and when it's you, it doesn't matter. 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 Matter, 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 matter. I revel in the irony of your mad accusation, lying. Hillary was crooked and would sabotage the nation. But your lies have made the world to see our horrible complexion. And you lie about the fact that Russia poisoned our election. Now Hillary was foolish and I really don't excuse her. But you're committing treason, making you the bigger loser. And though you want the world to think it's all an empty clatter, when we throw you out of office, you can bet it's gonna matter. 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 And though you want the world to think it's all an empty clatter, when we throw you out of office, you can bet it's gonna matter. And though you want the world to think it's all an empty clatter, when we throw you out of office, you can bet it's gonna matter. Matter, 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 matter.
President Trump is defying subpoenas from Congress. His attorney general threatened not to show up to hearings this week, and several Democrats have called on Congress to begin the process of impeachment. So Trump has a lot going on, which means, of course, that he decided to take time out of his schedule to call into a Fox morning show and once again spent so much time on the phone that at the end of the interview, the host, Maria Bartiromo, repeatedly tried to get him to hang up.
Everybody wants people to go out and find out what the hell happened. Where did all of this corruption start? When you have strokes
and pain. Well, certainly our viewers want to know.
The lovers, we call them.
Yeah. Our viewers want to know that.
We want an insurance policy.
Mr. President, thank you so much.
Hillary Clinton loses. We want an insurance policy where we can get Trump out. Well, it didn't work so well, but I'll tell you what, it really hurt our country, and it hurts our country. These people are corrupt.
Yeah.
And then you look at a guy like Brennan with his big mouth, but it's a disgrace. Everyone wants to know, Maria, and you might be number one on the list. I watch your show. You're incredible. You may be number one on the list. Everybody
thank
wants
you.
To know, how did it start? Why did it start? What about
well,
the dossier? How much did Hillary Clinton pay for the dossier? You know she paid for it. You know, everybody wants to know about it, and that's really, hopefully they'll be going there.
My God, that was like watching your grandpa try to get off the phone with his grandpa. I know it's hard to remember this sometimes, but that guy is the most powerful man in the world. He should be, like, doing stuff. And Maria knows. I mean, look at her face. That's the face you make when your friend says, I want to set you up with a guy. He's a count. And then halfway through the dinner, you realize she meant he can count. Oh, I know them all. 1, 2, 3. Can't live without that number. But aside from rambling incoherently about whatever he was rambling about, Trump also repeated a dangerous line he's been using lately about the investigation of him and his campaign, that it was an attempted coup and the people behind it were traitors. He used it in the interview with Bartiromo and repeated it in speeches and interviews over the last few weeks.
This was an attempted coup. This was an attempted takedown of a president. And they got caught. And what they did was treason. This was really
it's
a coup.
It's all quite
attempt.
Extraordinary, Mr.
It
president.
It didn't work. We caught him.
Yeah.
They tried for a coup. Didn't work out so well.
This was a coup. This was an attempted overthrow of the United States government.
So there you go. That's what the president said. This was a coup, and the people who orchestrated it were traitors. And if there's anything Trump hates, it's traitors who try to overthrow the United States government.
Oh, I've answered that question. And if you look at what I said, you will see that that question was answered perfectly. And I was talking about people that went because they felt very strongly about the monument to Robert E. Lee, a great general. Whether you like it or not, he was one of the great generals.
First of all, no, he wasn't. He led an armed rebellion to bring down the United States government, and he lost. In other words,
they tried for a coup. Didn't work out so well.
And on top of that, I can't believe we have to keep saying this, but your response to Charlottesville was not perfect. There were no very fine people on both sides. There were literal white supremacists shouting, Jews will not replace us.
Donald Trump's denunciation of anti-Semitism in the wake of another deadly shooting at a house of worship this weekend comes amid a days-long relitigation of his near-universally condemned response to deadly violence in Charlottesville in August 2017. Saturday's attack at a synagogue in Southern California is being investigated as a hate crime. One worshiper was killed and three others injured. The shooting, combined with Joe Biden's reintroduction of the president's description of fine people on both sides of a white nationalist protest and counter-protest, are today igniting a closer examination of the rise of white nationalism and domestic terrorism in America. For the White House, the twin developments have put the president and his team on the defensive, successfully drawing them into a debate over one of the lowest points of the Trump presidency, one that his senior advisor, Kellyanne Conway, now describes as near perfect.
When President Trump condemned racism, bigotry, evil, violence, and then took it many steps further and called out neo-Nazis, white supremacists,
was
KKK,
his response perfect?
That is darn near perfection. When you're calling out KKK, neo-Nazis, and you're saying there were people there who hadn't signed up for that. There were people there.
You know that President Trump left enough
all white
ambiguity. In-
all neo-Nazis, all anti-Christianity, all anti-Semitism, all anti-Muslim activity should be condemned dead stop full. That's the perfect response.
Except it wasn't. In fact, President Trump repeatedly hedged in his condemnation of the white supremacists who incited the violence in Charlottesville by placing blame on both sides.
Trump also made a bunch of public appearances where, as usual, sounds came out of his mouth that sounded vaguely like human words.
This treaty threatened your subjugate, and you know exactly what's going on here, your rights. I would say this, because as good as that equipment is and it's genius, the greatest equipment in the world is a dog. Dogs, a certain type of German Shepherd in particular, dogs do a better job than $400 million worth of equipment.
I mean, good Lord, it's like getting cornered at a party by a guy who's almost run out of cocaine. I use a dog, though. That's what I use. The only thing that's impressive about Trump is that the range of subjects he rambles about gets wider and wider every day. Most of the time, he'll say the same stuff over and over about building a wall or crooked Hillary or fake news, but once in a while, he'll mix in something totally bat crazy, like smart dogs with high IQs or whatever the hell he was talking about. Can we hear the crowd reaction to that line?
The greatest equipment in the world is a dog. Dogs, a certain type of German Shepherd in particular.
The weirdest thing about being at a Trump speech is those moments you have to hesitantly clap for stuff you know you don't understand. Yeah, dogs. Yeah, the best equipment's a dog, right? We didn't elect a maniac, right? Yeah. Because all this dumb stuff keeps happening, it's impossible to remember the special counsel Robert Mueller's final report came out less than 2 weeks ago, and it confirmed much of what we already suspected about Trump, including the fact that he and his team openly welcomed the help of Russians seeking to interfere in the election and repeatedly lied about it and tried to interfere in the investigation of it. We've basically known that for 2 years, but now we have a 400-page report to prove it. I mean, even the page count looks bad for Trump. If you hired a private detective to find out if your wife is cheating and he sent you 400 pages, you wouldn't even read them. You'd go straight to your lawyer's office. Like, Chad has his own section? And let's remember, the report specifically listed 10 times Trump may have obstructed justice, and Mueller's team even went out of their way to say explicitly that they could not exonerate them. Instead, Mueller specifically turned it over to Congress.
While Mueller stopped short of taking a position on obstruction, his words suggest Congress now has a role to play. He writes, quote, "We concluded that Congress has authority to prohibit a president's corrupt use of his authority in order to protect the integrity of the administration of justice."
This is from the Mueller report. "The conclusion that Congress may apply the obstruction laws to the president's corrupt exercise of the powers of office accords with our constitutional system of checks and balances and the principle that no person is above the law."
It's amazing Trump and his supporters are celebrating this as an exoneration when Mueller keeps hinting that Congress could take actions that were unavailable to Mueller. For example, in footnote 574, Appendix B, subsection 48C, Mueller writes, "Impeachment!
If his name was not President Trump, he would be indicted today. When any prosecutor reads that memo, that is an indictment memo. That's what it is. And the only reason why it's not is because the Justice Department guideline and Bob Mueller follows the rules."
When I first heard Mueller's four-page report, when he came on and said this is what was in the Mueller report, he said basically they didn't indict the president because he wasn't guilty. They were exonerating, basically. When, in fact, it came out that Mueller was simply following Justice Department guidelines, you don't indict a sitting president. That's a fundamental difference in reality from what we got as a lie.
That's exactly right. The Attorney General of the United States.
We got the truth from Mueller and a lie from Barr. Yeah, go ahead.
That's right. The Attorney General of the United States, the most important law enforcement officer in the history of the world, has lied to the American people. And we just have to face that. That is exactly what happened. He has to be called into account for it, and we need to get Mueller up there to explain exactly what he did and why he did it. And you are correct. When you read the Mueller report, the reason why he did not press any charges is because the Justice Department guideline forbid him to do it. And he is not a guy who breaks the rules. He is fundamentally a Marine, and he follows the rules. And that's what he did here. And Barr took advantage of that.
One of the chief criticisms of Attorney General William Barr's summary of the Mueller report was made by none other than
the special counsel himself, Robert Mueller. The Washington Post reporting the special counsel complained to the attorney general in a letter on March 27th regarding Barr's four-page summary that had been released just 3 days prior. Quoting Mueller's letter from a copy received by the Washington Post, the summary letter the department sent to Congress and released to the public late in the afternoon of March 24th did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of this office's work and conclusions, Mueller wrote. There is now public confusion about critical aspects of the results of our investigation. This threatens to undermine a central purpose for which the department appointed the special counsel, to assure full public confidence in the outcome of the investigations. Mueller did not leave it at that. The special counsel requested that Barr release the introductions and executive summaries that they'd prepared from his 448-page report, and even suggested some redactions to make that possible. Senior Justice Department officials were reportedly shocked by Mueller's letter. And again, quoting the Post, a day after the letter was sent, Barr and Mueller spoke by phone for about 15 minutes, according to law enforcement officials. In that call, Mueller said he was concerned that news coverage of the obstruction investigation was misguided and creating public misunderstandings about the office's work, according to Justice Department officials. Mueller reportedly did not claim Barr's letter was inaccurate, but the summary letter was being misinterpreted. Quote, throughout the conversation, Mueller's main worry was that the public was not getting an accurate understanding of the obstruction investigation, officials said.
In my view, I was not interested in putting out summaries or trying to summarize, because I think any summary, regardless of who prepares it, not only runs the risk of, you know, being under-inclusive or over-inclusive, but also, you know, would trigger a lot of discussion and analysis that really should await everything coming out at once. So I was not interested in a summary.
We now know that Mueller was like, but that's what you did, dude, right?
Yeah, and I think even more remarkable, after he says that, he goes and has this press conference again before Mueller's report is released, albeit only about an hour and a half, and he again offers a summary that is very favorable to President Trump. He says some iteration five times of no collusion, and again, this is a summary which only a couple weeks earlier he had said he was kind of not interested in.
So that's the bottom line. After nearly 2 years of investigation, the special counsel did not find that the Trump campaign or other Americans colluded in those efforts. And I will now have a few questions.
Hi. Hello. Over here. Thank you for taking our questions, Attorney General Barr. Roseanne, many are concerned that you have whitewashed this report in an effort to protect the president. Your response?
The very prosecutorial function and all our powers as prosecutors, including the
power to convene grand juries.
Little clown, crying no collusion. We've been tricked, and it's gone too far. He ain't down with the Constitution. That's why Trump handpicked. Bill Barr,
over here.
Bill Barr.
Bill Barr.
Bill Barr.
Hey, Bill.
Roseanne. Why does he just keep saying no obstruction? He must be under Donald's spell. He's a shiesty hypocrite. You might say he's full of shit, just like someone else I know. Good morning, Kel.
First of all, the investigation by Mr. Mueller...
Okay, I just said good morning.
...failed to conclude that the president has committed a crime.
Wow, that's great. Your husband hates you. Gotta go. Now it's no wonder Donald f***ed his diaper the day he heard they hired Bob. Since he really did obstruct, he said, oh my God, I'm f***ed. Then he called Bill Barr and offered him the job. What they declare, he's just repeating, like in that phony summary.
He should play fair, but he's misleading.
He's shadier than Sarah Huckabee. Oh, hey, girl, I didn't see you there.
The big question here was whether or not the Trump campaign colluded with Russia. They didn't.
This sure is a great read, though. Far off places, Russian hackers, magic spells, all Manafort. Why, look, it even questions your own credibility, stating you lied multiple times to the American public about the firing of James Comey.
Actually, if you look at what I said the slip of the tongue was in using the word countless.
Okay.
But there were a number of FBI...
Look, there goes Sarah popping off like always, the apple of her daddy's eye, with a manner that's high-strung and a slight... light slip of the tongue, which is hucka speak for calculated lies. Damn, this is so redacted. What's in volume H that I can't see? By those Russian hookers, but it's not till volume P. Mr. Giugniazzi, Republicans and Democrats alike are appalled that the president would take help of any kind from a hostile foreign source.
Stop the book. Stop this pious act that you weren't digging, trying to dig up dirt on people, putting dirt out on people.
Who, me?
There's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians.
There's nothing wrong with taking information from Russians.
It depends on where it came from.
It came from Russians.
And does the information turn out to be false?
I don't know. I don't work here.
Oh, yes, you do.
Excuse me. I have to do a costume change.
There's Jerry Nadler with a fat subpoena for White House counsel Don McGahn. Little Junior pushed his luck. Daddy's thankful he's a schmuck. And his dumb foiled their own master plan. Oh, look, you guys, Nancy Pelosi. Will she impeach no matter what? They call his lies, he calls them nosy. And Jared Kushner's heads up his own butt.
Bill Barr,
why?
She slipped.
So many indiscretions.
I need a drink.
Roseanne,
page 12.
Will Mueller talk?
Hey, Mayor Pete, I think you're cute.
No way.
Hey, Mike.
Mitch, please.
I missed Jeff Sessions.
Oh, I thought this chapter would be funny.
Can we at least impeach Melania?
Now it's no wonder that the Dems are fuming. They say his actions are bizarre. Look at all the tales he spun for an audience of one.
And he really is incredible.
For real though, he's incredible.
No, really, he's not credible.
That boy.
So that's the bottom line.
Okay.
It is abundantly clear right now that he has one job and one job only, and that is to protect the president.
I mean, of course, there's the question of whether Congress should hear from Mueller in conducting their oversight duty. Do you anticipate, given this, that we are going to see Robert Mueller on the Hill?
I think it's a virtual certainty, and in fact, Barr would be obstructing Congress if he denied Mueller the permission to do that. Of course, we all know now that the man who announced there was no obstruction was actually himself obstructing. And so we need to view Barr as just that now, an obstructionist. And if it takes a subpoena to get Mueller to the Hill, then so be it. But Mueller needs to speak to the American public, and the American public needs to hear Mueller.
I wish I shared Frank's optimism. Look, I think we absolutely do need to hear from Bob Mueller. I think the Judiciary Committee is going to send him a subpoena. But I don't know. I don't have any reason to think that the Justice Department is currently constituted won't block him from going to testify.
Yeah. Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.